A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus said, I have come to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were blazing already. There is a baptism I must still receive, and how great is my distress till it is over. Do you suppose that I am here to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three, father divided against son, son against father, mother against daughter, daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure we have all heard the saying, well, that was a baptism by fire. When people speak like this, it usually refers to a time when perhaps they had attempted to do something outside their comfort zone and then stretched beyond the normal boundary. Or it may be when a person sets up a new project for community, gives it all their energy, only to be criticized by others for their self-interest. Or perhaps you have seen someone take an enormous risk when they place their very life on the line, only to be accused of seeking attention. When I ask myself what has been my baptism by fire, I think of the times I have allowed my name to go forward for leadership responsibilities. And as time goes on, I've heard myself say, I wonder, if I had realized all that would be involved, would I have agreed? I think it is very normal to want to choose the path of least resistance. Yet, Jesus is our model. And look at the gospel we have just heard. In today's gospel, Jesus tells us that he has a baptism to receive and how distressed he is until it happens. Yes, Jesus is on fire and wants to kindle this fire on the earth. He has a longing for the kingdom and knows that it will only come about through suffering, the kind of suffering which is like the fire of passion. The division and distress Jesus speaks about seem to be at variance with other messages he has given. Yet he knows that his very person, his very being, will cause these divisions because some of his followers will hear his radical call, while others of the same family will not want to listen. So Jesus himself becomes a sign of contradiction, a sign of division. No wonder his own family at times thought he had gone mad and wanted to take him away. Recently, a friend of mine was telling me about a telephone survey that was being conducted here in our town. When my friend answered the phone, one of the many questions put to him was, what is the most dangerous thing in your life? What is the most dangerous thing in your life? Imagine the surprise for the interviewer at the other end of the phone hearing my friend's reply. Prayer is the most dangerous thing in my life. Prayer is the most dangerous thing in my life. As I reflected on this response, I have to say I agreed. Because in prayer, we allow our imagination to hook into the imagination of Jesus. We let go control and we let Jesus take over. We let God have God's ways. Imagine having a similar fire to that which Jesus speaks about in his life. Imagine being so on fire that all you want is what Jesus wants for you in your life. Last Sunday we heard in the Gospel from Mark about the followers of Jesus remember those two disciples, James and John, wanting seats of honor on the right and left side of Jesus in the kingdom. And remember, Jesus hastened to tell them they did not know what they were asking. They assured him they did. And he went on to say, "Can you drink of the cup that I must drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I must be baptized?" To this, they replied, "We can." Very dangerous, because as we all know, Jesus was referring to his passion, his suffering. All the goodwill in the world, we do want to follow Jesus. However, if we are not prepared to drink of his cup and be on fire with zeal for the kingdom, we too, like James and John, may discover that baptism by fire is way beyond our comfort zone. We need to pray daily for the grace to have some of the fire of Jesus, the fire of love, the zeal of Jesus, which does not count the cost. Blessings as you become people on fire.